Walking into the 500-square-foot studio of Wrangle Body Care brand Water Body, there's a wave of peppermint smell. That's because peppermint essential oil is a base ingredient of several Water Body products, including the Deep Blue Sea Bath Soak, which beat out other top-rated products at the Alaska Symphony of Seafood to claim its 2021 to 2022 grand prize. All of Water Body's products are handmade in the Wrangle studio by Angie Flickinger, the founder and brand owner. And Flickinger was in Wrangle during the Juno Awards ceremony, which was put on by the Alaska Fisheries Development Foundation, a seafood industry group that sponsors the Symphony of Seafood.
I have a friend who lives in Juneau and runs a company there, and she attended the event and told me.
The bath soak, which contains flakes of Alaskan bulk kelp along with Epsom salts and essential oils, had won the seafood product competition's Beyond the Plate category last year. The Beyond the Plate category highlights innovative seafood products not meant to be eaten. Julie Decker, the executive director of the Alaska Fisheries Development Foundation, told KSTK in an interview last September that the Beyond the Plate category of the Symphony of Seafood competition is meant to encourage innovation and sustainability in the seafood industry by encouraging product developers to use the whole fish, so to speak.
The Beyond the Plate category was something new about 5 or 6 years ago. And it was intended to really showcase some of the newer products that are being made with Alaska seafood, but it might not be traditional edible products, right? So some of the products that have been entered are, you know, fish oil capsules, pet treats, leather wallets, you know, salmon leather wallets, jewelry. I mean, really, it's like the door is wide open. You know, if it has Alaska seafood in it, it could be entered and be on the plate.
The Alaska Symphony of Seafood announced category winners, including Flickinger's Water Body, at the Pacific Marine Expo in Seattle in November, but it didn't reveal the top prize until its awards ceremony and open house in Juneau on February 25th. Flickinger says the grand prize win for a non-edible commodity was unexpected.
You know, it's the Symphony of Seafood, so it's very food-centric. So I kind of figured, like, my brand and my product is a little bit fringe of the overall competition. So I was just happy to win the Beyond the Plate and like have that little bit of exposure and you know, kind of tap into that market. But it was really cool to win the grand prize.
Flickinger says on a brand level, winning grand prize gives Water Body broader exposure.
So you kind of access people in another realm outside of where maybe my marketing efforts or audience has reached. So that's cool.
Flickinger also says she sees it as an exciting endorsement of Southeast Alaska mariculture products, specifically kelp.
I think winning with a kelp-based product is really interesting because there's so much momentum around kelp in the region. And so I've been looking at ways within the business. I already have a couple different products that feature kelp, but leaning into that a little bit more just because it's such a great local resource. The way that it's grown is really cool for our region because it's very regenerative. And it's not a super extractive resource. So anyway, I want to kind of lean more into that industry and play around with some more formulations with kelp and other seaweeds too. So it's good to see a positive response for that type of product and, you know, maybe see what we can create from there.
Decker, who lives in Wrangell, said in an email she's proud a homegrown small business secured high enough scores to win its category and the Symphony's grand prize. And Water Body isn't the only Symphony of Seafood winner from the Southern Panhandle. Prince of Wales Island's Seagrove Kelp picked up the first prize in the food service category for its Alaska-grown ribbon kelp. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.